91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. You
That's George Harrison with His Name Is Legs, parentheses, ladies and gentlemen, from his album Extra Texture, Read All About It, released in 1975. And we started that set off with Ain't That a Shame from John Lennon's 75 release, Rock and Roll. And this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're in 1975, probably the last week we're going to do 75. We'll go on to 76 next week. How's that sound? We are going to play things from Extra Texture, from the Rock and Roll album, from Venus and Mars, and from Ringo's Blast from Your Past album, as well as other songs that were on the radio in that year, starting to play in that year, that you might have heard interspersed with other Beatles songs if you're listening to progressive rock radio in that year. And some of them have connections with the Beatles, such as the two tracks we're going to play next. But before we do that, we want to tell you about the trivia question for this week, and it has to do with the song we just heard. His name is Legs, ladies and gentlemen. And if you know the answer to this question, call us at 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the first caller with the correct answer will receive a discount certificate for Napa Auto Parts in Hackettstown, New Jersey. How's that sound? So here's the question. His name is Legs. Who is he talking about? Who is Legs in that song? 908-852-4545. Now we're going to play a song by Keith Moon that has Ringo Starr on it.
Life isn't easy when two are divided and one is decided to Bring down the curtain, but one thing's for certain, there's nothing to keep them together. How does it happen that two can be tender and one be the lender of love and emotion that covered the ocean of sadness that kept them together? Love was started with ease and misery. Death is a pleasure, it's not an adventure. It's more than something that had to be shared together. Love was growing, it was surprising. Temperature rising, higher and higher. The temperature fires, it had to be shared together.
A surprise to see, yes, your friend and his, Mr. Ringo Starr.
I don't think we're talking terribly, terribly British. Yes, that is what the man asked for, didn't he, Daphne?
Yes, you did.
My girl's so ugly. She gets up in the morning to do her teeth. The toothpaste backs away down the tube. She's a wonderful woman. My dog doesn't eat meat.
Your dog, why doesn't your dog eat meat?
We don't give it any.
Why didn't you give your dog meat?
He's been dead 2 years now. I'm glad I got that one in.
Well, I think you covered it, don't you?
I think we buried it.
Well, well, well.
Well, well.
We could do this all week. But I have a bed to catch. Good night. Over to you.
Love when it's growing is full of surprises. Its temperature rises from higher to higher, then turns into fire, which has to be shared together. How does it happen that two can be tender and one be the lender of love and emotion that covered the ocean of sadness that kept them together?
Tomorrow.
Peggy Sue from John Lennon's Rock and Roll album, an album that almost didn't see the light of day. It began recording in 74 before Walls and Bridges was done. And what happened was during the recording of it, Phil Spector, the producer, ran off with the tapes and got into some sort of a motor vehicle accident, and the tapes were lost. And he basically worked on Walls and Bridges and released that in 74 and then re-recorded, went back into the studio and recorded Rock and Roll pretty much all over again because he had this settlement with the individual that owned the rights to some of the songs or to the rights to the song that it was felt that he imitated when he wrote Come Together. So as a settlement of that royalty suit, that was settled out of court, Lennon decided to put at least three songs, or it was agreed that he would put at least three songs on this rock and roll album. So it ended up being an entire tribute to his rock and roll roots from the 50s. So that's the history of that a little bit in a nutshell. And we started that set off with Together from Keith Moon's album Two Sides of the Moon, and you probably noticed Ringo Starr on that. The record says that he helped Keith Moon out throughout the record, but it's kind of hard to say exactly where, but we know he's on that track. And then we carried on with Fame from David Bowie's album Young Americans. Of course, John Lennon was the co-writer of that song. And the way that happened was, of course, John Lennon was living in New York at the time, and David Bowie happened to be in New York, and he ran into John, so they spent some time together. And when Bowie's guitarist, Carlos Alomar, was kind of doing this riff, John started singing Fame. And it was basically just the title, Bowie really wrote the song, really, pretty much. But of course, John, you know, sang the title and the melody as it descended down, and Bowie completed it. So the writership on that is credited to David Bowie, Carlos Alomar, and John Lennon. And John Lennon contributes guitar and vocals to that and Across the Universe as well, David Bowie's interpretation of the Beatles song. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and we're playing things from 1975 related to the Beatles in one way or the other. And we've got a bunch of really interesting answers to the trivia question, but none of them right. And I have to say that they're not even close. they're really good guesses, but and stuff that I never would have thought of before. But no, it's not even close. So the question is, that song that we played at the beginning, his name is Legs, ladies and gentlemen. What or who is George Harrison referring to when he says legs? And if you know the answer, 908-852-4545. And the first caller with the correct answer will win a gift certificate to Hackettstown Napa Auto Parts in Hackettstown. So after the break, more music.
Hi, this is Rob Reinhart, your host for Acoustic Cafe. Next time on the show, a forthcoming Patty Griffin album that is actually quite old. Also, Guy Clark from his newest album, plus the first song he ever wrote but never recorded. And our in-studio guest for the week will be Matt Nathanson. All of that and much more next time on Acoustic Cafe. Sundays at 4 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey. Coming to the historic Blairstown Theater on Saturday, August 24th, The Collective presents The Beautiful Project. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
We swore. much oil in the ground. Sooner or later there won't be none around. You can tell that to your children while you're driving round downtown, that there's only so much oil in the ground. And there's only so much oil in the earth. Sooner than you think there's gonna be a heavy duty dirt. And there won't be too much time for no merriment on earth, 'cause there's only so much oil in the earth. We can't cut loose.
WNTI, where great music lives.
Not mine, I can't deny it.
And that's Ringo with Photograph, co-written with George Harrison, from the album Blast From Your Past, originally on the Ringo album, but re-released in 75 on Blast From Your Past, which is a collection of hits. And the first we heard Magneto and Titanium Man from the Wings album Venus and Mars. And then sandwiched in between those two Beatle tracks, we heard from Tower of Power. Perhaps you remember hearing this song, Only So Much Oil in the Ground, from the Tower of Power. And then we heard from Rufus, from the album Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. We heard Sweet Thing. Those were great days for soul records. I remember listening to WBLS and hearing Rufus and all kinds of really cool stuff. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and we're in 1975, playing all kinds of things released in that year from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, as well as other people related to them or not so related to them, perhaps, just stuff you would have heard on the radio in that year. So after the break, we're going to continue with some more music.
Hi, this is Zach Rogue from Rogue Wave, inviting you to visit Eton this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Aoife O'Donovan and the winner of the Achievement Award. That's this week in Eton.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dixon Energy supports WNTI. Dixon Energy supplies heating oil, biodiesel, and propane for homes and businesses. Dixon Energy also offers installations of boilers, hot water heaters, solar hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Dixon Energy serves Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. More information available at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
The public radio player from PRX is the only way to listen to WNTI in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, anywhere at any time. You can look at WNTI's upcoming schedule of programs, view updates from WNTI's Twitter account, and the best part, you can donate to WNTI safely and securely through the app. Visit WNTI.org for more information on the public radio player.
And in 1975, a couple of musicians that had worked together for some time, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, joined forces with Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and Christine McVie, already members of Fleetwood Mac, and they created a version of Fleetwood Mac that was by far the most commercially successful and popular version ever since they started with Peter Green as a blues band in the 60s. That was Over My Head, a Christine McVie song from the album Fleetwood Mac. And we started that set off with Ya Ya from John Lennon's Rock and Roll album. And sandwiched between them, we heard the Wanton song from Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Alt, and we do have an answer, a couple of answers to the trivia question. The question was that song that we heard at the beginning of the hour, his name is Legs, ladies and gentlemen. Who was George Harrison referring to in that song? We got a lot of very interesting and really pretty good guesses, really, mostly women, Tina Turner, people known for their legs, Tina Turner, Marilyn Monroe, a whole host of people. And one listener thought Rod Stewart, which is really a pretty good answer when you think about it, but they were all wrong. Lewis from Marblehead, Massachusetts, who is passing through, knew the answer. But more importantly, Jim, the carpet guy from Andover, was the first caller with the correct answer. So he gets the gift certificate to Napa Auto Parts in Hackettstown. The answer is Legs Larry Smith. And now, who is Legs Larry Smith? Well, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, otherwise known as the Bonzos, was formed in the 60s. Originally, pretty much a brass band doing comedic pieces. And then eventually, Neil Innes joined the group, and Legs Larry Smith became the drummer at one point. And Neil Innes is best known for his work with Monty Python. And of course, George Harrison is very, very much associated with Monty Python, having produced some of their films and creating a studio or movie company just for that purpose. And so Legs Larry Smith was the drummer for the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and a close friend of George's. So we're going to play something else from the same album of George Harrison, Extra Texture, Read All About It. We're going to play You.
got plenty of charm, beep beep. He's got no cows, but he'll got a whole lot of sheep. A brand new wife and a family. And when he comes to town, I wonder if he'll play with me. Laying in bed, watching TV, cooking. With his mama by his side, she's Japanese. They screamed and they cried, now they're free. And when he comes to town, I know he's gonna play with me. He's a long-haired, cross-legged guitar picker. His long-legged lady in the garden picking daisies for his soup. A 40-acre house he doesn't see. He's always in town playing for you with me. I play guitar. Hard for me. I play the piano if it's in C. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three.
And we're listening to Mahavishnu Orchestra in the background from the 75 release, Visions of the Emerald Beyond. We're hearing Faith. And we just heard Early 1970, which was originally the B-side of It Don't Come Easy from Ringo Starr, now available on his album Blast from Your Past. Ooh, that's nice. And we started that set off with You from George Harrison's Extra Texture, Read All About It. And hey, you know what we're going to do next week? We are going to play just your requests. We're gonna call the show Your Favorites, or Your Faves. So here's what you do. You can't really call me because I'm not here all week. So go to my website, garyalt.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com, and go to, I think it's called Leave a Message or Contact a Human or something like that, and send me a message. And, just as long as it's a Beatles song or a McCartney, Harrison, Lennon, or Ringo Starr song, just give us your first name and your hometown. And we will put it on the air. So we're going to do all requests, and we're going to call it Your Faves. How's that sound? Again, go to my website, garyalt.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com. So that's it. And the week after that, we'll be doing 1976. So let's fade out with Mahavishnu Orchestra. And we will see you on the airway next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.